Fear of being winded. David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. Mike Jenkins from Upfront Outfitters in Washington State is a character with a lot of great stories. In this one, he talks about taking a client named Dan on an elk hunt. Dan was very concerned about scent, and when he learned that Mike was bringing along another guide with his client, Dan was furious and concerned. Nonetheless, the hunt proceeded. Here's Mike.
We get up there, and this whole ridge has just got elk screaming on it. And I said, Dan, let's get up on that ridge. You know, we'll get in there and we'll call one. And, nope, it's too far for me to walk. I'm not going. Well, of course, he's in an 80 pounds of scent lock, and it's 88 degrees out. Of course, he didn't want to walk. So I told him, I said, Dan, I got to go to the bathroom, man. I got to go number two. So I'm going to go downwind here, and I'm going to go to the bathroom. So I take off, and he's just mumbling and grumbling and not happy at all. So I'm back there going to the bathroom, and I hear a bull bugle. So I cow call, and man, he cuts me off and screams right back at me. So I cow call again, and here comes this bull. He is hot. So I finish up, and I go running down the hill, and I get right next to Dan, and there's four of us, and this bull's coming in, and all of a sudden I look, and I see the bull's feet, and I can hear him clicking rocks. I'm like, Dan, knock an arrow. So he draws an arrow, and the bull walks out, and he smacked that bull, just hammered it, dead center mass. And after I looked up and saw the shot, I said, hey, how's that for scent control?
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.